Before you start the Gemara, I understand that they didn't finish the Gemara yet, right? Finish the Gemara? What? I can't learn Gemara without Rashi, right? Are you like modern Orthodox or something? You learn the Gemara, then you think what could be the Pshat, then you look at Rashi. I learned Rashi before the Gemara. What you really get up to today? You learn the Gemara Kama Palming? I forgot to translate what it means. What? Kim. Itopikach. Case 2. Wow. So what should I say today? I said something on the parsha maybe. El, listen carefully. Before we start the next piece of Gemara, next piece of Gemara is a hot piece of Gemara. You have to learn it and learn it over again and learn it over again. We're learning it over again the last few days, over and over and over again. And it's my ninth cycle in Meir Yeshiva. You have to learn it over again. It's a hot piece of Gemara, okay? That means cancel all your plans for Friday Shabbos and sit and learn this Gemara over and over and over again. It's a hot piece of Gemara. I'm going to spend the whole week on it next week. There's four parts of the Gemara. And there's a hot taste over there. And there's two famous Ksesin and a famous Marshal. Ah. Before we start the next section of the Gemara, we have over here the famous Machlekes of Abaye and Rava. As you all realized, we spoke about this week, the Gemara really spoke about two things. We also spoke about a very interesting shaila of what is the status of Mechasim Meshubadim before the Malva collects it. And you all realize we spoke about two different topics this week. We spoke about the topic of what is the status of Mechasim Meshubadim versus the Leiva. What does the Leiva have in it? We spoke about what does the Malva have in it. What the Malva has in it is the mega machlekas of Abaye and Rava, that Abaye dropped a bomb and said that it's already his from day one and he can sell it. Rava argues that it's his chas v'shalom. The question is the other way around. What was mischadish at the beginning of the week was that Rava also. So according to Abaye, it's the Malva's, not the Leiva's. Those are the two sides of the equation that we danced the whole week with. It's the Malva's, the Malva can sell it, and it's not the Leiva can't sell it. The Leiva can't be Magdisha. The shadow was, what's with Rava? Like Rava, it's for sure not the Malva's. The big fetch that we spent half the week on was that it's not 100% the Leiva's either. And that not 100% was very vague. That was a tremendous chiddush. What forced Rashi to say that? Because I want them to take a step back and look back at the week. That let Abaye, it's the Malva's and not the Leiva's, is Beseder. But that let Rava, it's not the Malva's and it's also Epis, not the Leiva's, that's already a bomb. It's not the Malva's, it's the Leiva's. You can sell it, you can do everything. Rashi said, no, it's Epis out of the Rishon. What did Rashi use this Kinesh that it's Epis? It's albeit it's true, it's not the Malva's, but it's not 100% the Leiva's. Rashi used it to explain why the Baal Chaim is able to collect. Why do you have to explain why he was able to collect? It was sort of the big earthquake. That the Malva is only able to collect because there's some sort of limitation in the sale of Leiva. The earthquake of Shibudim, you have to remember the rest of your life. It's only Rashi, the only place in Shas Rashi says it. The Rashi Bamati was a diok. It's a Mechira Maya, it's a Tilda Tirfa. But here the Rashi before it's not a Mechira. And that only is what allows the Malva to collect the Nechasim from the Lekach. So, the Rabbi, the Malva owned it, not the Leiva. The Rabbi, the Malva doesn't own it. But Rav is also maskim kulam ol pligi. The episode Leiva also has episode limitation. Lamashal. I want to present as a summary of the end of the week a very interesting nafkamina. Jerabai Rav, as far as the Leiva is concerned, if I wanted to walk out of this week and say, okay, so what's a spitz nafkamina in the ownership of the Leiva? What would be the answer? Let's get the end of the week. Abacha, not even mind. Even I know everything. Let's get the end of the week. You walk out the end of the week. Later, Baya, it's the Malva's, not the Leiva's. That's a no-gain. It's a no-brainer. Late Rava, it's the Leiva's. It's not the Malva's, but the Leiva has Epis weakness. So, what would be the Spitz Nafkamina between Abaye and Rava in the Leiva? I'm not talking about the Malva. The Malva is a clear Machlekes. Abaye says the Malva's, Rava says it's not the Malva's. Again, make sure I'm like, so you have no Bailos in the Bechal. What about the Leiva? So according to Abaye, it's not the Leiva's Bechal. According to Rava, it is. The Leiva's what with a weakness. What with the Nafkamina? What is the Nafkamina that I would shtel avek today after a whole week of learning this? What would be the Nafkamina? Like I'll be the Leiva. They both agree that the Leiva can't sell it. So what will be the Nafkamina? What? Kedusha Zagrof. The big Nafkamina will be Kedusha Zagrof. Halei Rav is the one who says, what does Rav say? Kedusha Zagrof is Mafkimi Deshiva. And why is the status in getting that man Kusule Pakra? So when the Leva makes a Kedusha Zagrof, it's Sule Pakra. That means, Hagam Delatena Bashusa, but it's Sule Pakra. Leirabadi, you can't do that. That means, at the end of the day, albeit it's true that Lei Rava, it's not the Malvas, but it's not 100% the Leva, so there is a limitation in the ownership of the Leva, albeit that's true. But the Maisa, there's still a huge difference between the limitation of Malv, of the Mabaya, and Rava in the Leva. Leirabadi, it's not the Leva, so the Leva can't make the decision. According to Rava, it is the Leivas. Just Dana Bashusa. Dana Bashusa is tomorrow, like we said. Second Chaparayin, Kedusha Zagrof, and it's a Sulei Pakra. That's the mega nafkamina between Abaye and Rava in the Leiva. That means, like, in the Malva, Abaye says it's the Malva's, Rava says it's not, therefore the Malva can't sell it. In the Leiva, Rava agrees to Abaye that the Leiva has epis of weakness. Not 100% is, but it's enough to make it, Kedusha Zagrof. According to Abaye, you can't get Zanyos. That's where we walk away from now. The Kovet Shabbos, I want to tell you a Dov Nifla Mamash, Lamita Shel Torah, which ties together everything we said the whole week. Dov Nifla Mamash. We spent the last 2 days, specifically yesterday, and the Olam last night was muttering on this. What's the Shana Abaye? Great mystery, one of the great mysteries of Talmud Bavli. Abaye came along and said that a guy lent $1,000 and the land is his right away. Why? Said Rav Shimon in Marechas HaKinyan and Perek Yud Aleph. A very, very strange shot. He said, Chas V'Shalom, he said, Abaye didn't mean to say that it's yours today. Or better said, to be more precise, like I told many of you last night, he didn't mean to say that today is yours. What Abaye meant to say was that tomorrow is mine. What that means is, when Abaye said, I'm selling, what am I selling? I'm not selling the today, I'm selling the tomorrow. I gave many of you last night an example. If two people, Shutvin, Reuven, and Shimon, let's say Reuven owns Tuesday and Wednesday, and Shimon owns Sunday, Monday. Reuven, who owns Tuesday, Thursday, on Sunday sold Wednesday. That means, from Sunday and on, Levi owns Tuesday, Wednesday. I own Tuesday, and today on Sunday I sold to Levi Tuesday. So Levi owns on Sunday morning, Tuesday. And that's the whole of Shimon's whole approach to Bailus, is units of time. And the units of time I own now that day. Mela says Rav Shimon, that the Pshat in Abaye is that Abaye you made a loan, and you have a Shibur. You made a loan, and you have a Shibur. And the Shibur gives you Bailus in that day, not today, of course not. You can't collect today. Today, I'll say very sharp, the guy doesn't owe you money today. The guy owes you money, doesn't owe you money. This is Rav Shimon's approach. The guys don't owe you money. You have no reason to get the money today. Says Hashem, you don't get the money today. You get the money of tomorrow. The Shibud gives you bailus over tomorrow's land. What's tomorrow's land? The day of the Pirayim. By the way, in parentheses, and what happens if the day of Pirayim doesn't arrive? How does it happen that it doesn't arrive? The guy pays cash. Says, so it never arrives. So the day you own the day of Pirayim, but the day of Pirayim never happened. So you have nothing to sell. That's Moridik. That's Nifl Moid. That's the strange shot of Rav Shimon. Many of you asked last night, and one of you, very Pressburger, called out a medal yesterday. So why is it called the Mafreya? It's not really the Mafreya. I own today, tomorrow, today. No, there's nothing that's Chal Mafreya. Today I own. So the rights that I have in it is I have a right in tomorrow. I don't have a right in today. And I'm selling tomorrow. So what's Machlokes Abaye Rava? A very strange, what one of you called B'Lashon Chazal, I forgot who it was last night, an abstract Machlokes. Which is most of Rav Shimon is abstract, but that's the godless of Rav Shimon. It's a machlekes whether this schus that I have in day number 120, which is the day of Pirayim, is it a bailus, it's a kinyan, or it's a schus? That's the lashon of Rav Shimon in Perek Yud Aleph, Arachas HaKinyanim, in the final paragraph that I brought for you yesterday. How do I look at such a thing? Is it an ownership that allows me to sell it? Is it a bailus, or is it nothing more than a schus? Interesting, Rav Shimon. So, I want to go back to my main question. I'm now going to say Tifa Raid. If you'll ask me, the Iker Kashan Abaye, I said the Iker Kashan Abaye is, what right do you have to get it today? You sold the land today? What right do you have to get it today? What if Shimon answer that? Shimon says, you don't have a right to get it today. You don't have a right to get it today. You have tomorrow. Now, There's a whole world of thought that was kefir be'ikr in this origin. There's no such thing as tomorrow, and there's no such thing as owning tomorrow. Today, this whole business is a pachkara. You own the object, you own the object, you don't own the object. There's no such thing as owning tomorrow. I own today, tomorrow. I told you, Rav Shimon slices time into slices. And I own today, and I own tomorrow, and I own the next day. And the Bailus is nischadish every day. And today, I own day number 120, and I sold day number 120 today. But I want to point out, the Iker Revach of Rav Shimon shot is that the emotional question on Abaye is, why in the world should you get it today? You lent it to the guy for you. You made up for a year. The answer is, you're not getting it today. You're getting tomorrow. And that's not more than that. Many of you came to me last night and asked me, okay, very good, you answered the emotional question on Abaye. What about the practical question? How did the land become yours today? You're selling the land. You have a schus of tomorrow, but you didn't make a kinyan on tomorrow. Yet. Listen to what the Eilam asked. Eilam said, very good. I understand that you're talking answering the emotional problem by telling me that you're not giving the land of today. You're giving the land of tomorrow. Okay, very good. But how did you get a bialos on the land of tomorrow? Tell me a shiva advice, you didn't make a kinyan on it. How do you sell something that you didn't make a kinyan on? Rav Shimon doesn't address that. It's fascinating. For those of you who took the trouble to learn the Rav Shimon inside, he doesn't address problem number two of practically speaking. What do you mean? I'm selling day 120, but how was I coined at day 120? Is the terrace to that is, Vaistois, that the second question that I asked about where's the Kenyan is a fake. You all know, and I'm saying that one of the big Yisraelis of Choshen Mishpat, that the Nesivis in Simen Shin Dalad Mem, you all know that the Nesivis in Simen Shin Dalad Mem, the Nesivis in Simen Shin Dalad Mem dropped a bomb. And he said that even though it's true, that when a person goes ahead and is claiming a property from somebody else, you have to make a Kenyan. There's no way. But when you collect something for a Piroyan Chayv, you don't have to make a Kenyan. The Nesivis in Shin Dalad Mem dropped one of the biggest Chidushim in Hilchos Mamonos. It's not going to be so simple, the air conditioning be fixed. Say amen. Maybe now there is a chance. Listening. Where's the Kenyan? Very nice. Emotionally, I'm not giving today, I'm giving tomorrow. The Nesiva says in Shin Mem Dalet, one of the big Yisraelis in Shibud, and listen carefully. Let's say a guy owes me $1,000. Listen carefully. Comes a payment day, classic case, comes a payment day, and I want to go collect the land. The Leiva says, here, take the land. I have to make a Kenyan on it? Fascinating shallow. Comes payment day, guy owes me $1,000, I turn up, knock on his door. The guy says, sure, I don't have cash, take my land. Bezdin says, take the land. Do I have to make a Kenyan on it, or it becomes mine automatically? The famous Nesiva says in Shin Dal Mem, you don't have to make a Kenyan. When do I have to make a Kenyan? When land is not supposed to be mine, it's somebody else's, and I want to go acquire it, so I have to do a nice Kenyan. Says the Helig in Nesivis, if I'm collecting a loan and the land is coming to me, it's due to me. So the minute that it's designated that this is the payment, it becomes mine automatically, but Torah's Piroi. You ever heard of this Nesivis ever? Mori Dik in Nesivis. The Nesivis and Shin Dal Mem dropped a bomb and said, Achidish Lam, I'm saying a Shayla Alacha, yeah? I go ahead and collect a loan. Yeah, I knock on a guy's door. I say, owe me $1,000. Guy says, I don't have cash. He goes to Bezdin. Bezdin says, the guy has land. Bezdin says, here, the land is yours. It's mine. I don't have to make a Maisa Kenyan. Why? Because since it's for Piroin, the land is coming for me. I don't have to do a Maisa Kenyan. It's the Piroin. And Betorah's Piroin, it becomes mine. Betorah's Piroin without a Maisa Kenyan. That's the fact. I can't hear you. Theoretically, yes. Theoretically, yes. If it's designated, yes. Yeah, one second. I didn't say anything. I said over Nesivis in Shin Dal Mem. This is basic Yiddishkeit. El is a good time for it to be Jewish. Yeah. So because the Nesivis had a different problem. He had the emotional problem, Rabbi Katz. You should live and be well. Yeah, he doesn't know what's going on over here. Well, why should it be yours? Who cares? But there's man up here. I don't care. I'm mixing two topics. I'm shackles to each other. Okay? So the Nesivis dropped a bomb. In Simen Shin Dal Mem, that when you're goyve chayves, in general, you don't think back Maisa Kenyan, it's a piroyin. And piroyin, the minute that you designate it, this is the piroyin, it's the piroyin, it becomes yours, b'taras piroyin, I'm able to get nesivis, it's recovered in the yeshivas, that's the pashtas, by the way. The Mela, Reb Shimon, didn't grapple with the problem of the Kenyan. Yeah, right, sir? Because on that day, on day 120, I won't need to make a Kenyan. On that day when I'm going to collect that, I won't need to make a Kenyan. I'll take it without a Kenyan because it's Piroin. If Shimon was grappling with the emotional issue, like, what are you getting it today for? You're selling the land today. Today we just lent the money an hour ago. What's today? The terrorist says, I own the tomorrow, but the tomorrow I don't need a Kenyan for because it's a Piroin. As the word is, if I already have the bilus over the land of the Piroin, and the Piroin itself won't need a Kenyan, so I have the bilus. The Marzal asks me, where's the Kenyan? Tomorrow I won't need a Kenyan. So whatever I'm going to have tomorrow, I already have now. And tomorrow I won't need a Kenyan. That's about the pshat of Rav Shimon meant. That's why Rav Shimon, by the way, didn't address the issue of where's the Maisa Kenyan on the land. Because tomorrow I won't need a Maisa Kenyan either, by the way. Because something which I get, but there is Piroin. No, the word is, what am I selling today? I'm selling today my bilus on that zchus to get a Piroin of tomorrow. And Mimela, that's the pshat in Rav Shimon. At Khan, Rav Shimon's very extreme and doichik understanding of Abaya. So yesterday we asked Akasha on Rav Shimon, after all this Perek Yud Aleph and after everything, we asked Akasha, so what are you telling me? The Lord Abaya, you don't own the land now. You own day 120. You're selling day 120, but who owns the land of today? Who owns day 1 and 2 and 3? Who owns it? The Leva. So he has the Kasha, a bomb Kasha. So why can't the Leva make what? What is Taisa saying? Getting that memo obeys the Leva by the old my friend who gave it. The Leva can't what? Make sure with Agov and then a Sule Paka. Why not? He owns day 1, he owns day 2, he owns day 3, he owns day 4, he owns day 5, he owns day 119. Let him chaparayin ashiba rakov, kirk the hekdesh kudishas rakov, and then it's ule paka. Halei, like Rabba also, you don't really have to make a sale forever. Just once you get in the back door and you do a back door zach, then you chaparayin kudishas rakov, the war game's over, it's ule paka. So do something with a bias. What did I just say? No! Mafreyo grave, it's yours, it's the malvas, the lever can't do kudishas rakov to chaparayin to get his foot in the door, right? It's not true. Halloy, that the Malvus of Mafeo Grab according to Rav Shimon is only day 120. To answer the emotional kasha, Rav Shimon said, you don't own today. Today is 100% the Leva's. So that Abaye said I could sell, I'm not selling today. I don't own it today. So I'll ask the kasha. Why is it so poshut that Taisa says in Gittin that when the Leva does it, like Abaye, there's nothing to talk about. By the way, the Taisa over there is a reflection of Agamor. Agamor says, Kuli Amalek Pligi. Like Abaye, for sure you can't do it. Like Rabba, the Gemara says, also you have limitations, right? Fekir Hakasha, why is it later by you can't do it? I can get my foot in the door also. 1 second. Why can't I get my foot in the door? As a fact, the whole felt on Rav Shimon's pshat that if Taka, I don't own the today and all the Malva owns is the tomorrow, so let the Leva make it hegdish now and then we have it in. So they park up. 1 second. 1 second. So, the Emir Moshe and Timmy Yudgimel says that Mori the Kalamdash Ateras to cover Shabbos, which defends Rav Shimon's Mahalach. Says the Emir Moshe Alamdash Abad. He said like this. Abad, the Mafreya who gave is like Rav Shimon said. It's like Rav Shimon said that. Abad, like Rav Shimon said that. That Abaye says he can sell it today, only selling tomorrow. Because you own tomorrow, that weird pshat that you don't own today, you own the tomorrow, and we look at different slices. So what's the kasha? Okay, so let the leiva go ahead now and make kedusha sagov. Let it become kedusha sagov. There it is, said the Mimoisha from Marita Gasvara. He can't do kedusha sagov. Why not? If he's going to do kedusha sagov, my rabbi said, what's going to happen? It's going to be sule paka, correct? And if it's going to be sule paka, it's going to shter who? It's going to shter his ownership. He already owns day 120. And if I'm going to do Kedusha Zagrof, it's going to be Sule Paka. I don't have the right to create something that's going to be a Sule Paka, that's going to share his ownership, because he already today owns day 120. Says the Emir Moshe, that according to Abaya, albeit it's true that Rav Shimon Taka says that the Malva doesn't own day 1 through 121. Day 120, I'm repeating, is the day of the Piroin. He only owns day 120. So what's the kasha? Let the Leva make it hektish. Now let him make Kedusha Zagrof, and let's Tansarai, let's Chaparai. The same way Rava says, let Abaya also. The answer is no. Albeit it's true that the Leva owns it today, tomorrow, but by him making a Kedusha Zagov, he's going to cause that a Sule Paka, because Kedusha Zagov can't go off. That's physics. So what's going to happen now? He's going to knock out the ownership. He can't do it. Because if he's going to do a Kedusha Sagov, Kedusha Gmisul Apaka. And that's going to share the ownership of day 120 now. Halei the Malva owns day 120 already now. So what did you tell me? Get my foot in the door. Let's do a backdoor Zach. And then you can't do a backdoor Zach because by doing Kedusha Sagov, you're going to be Oiker his violence. And he has a violence now. So you can't do something. The Mela, according to Abaya, says Tyson Ginn, you can't do Kedusha Sagov. I would ask, why not? If I learned that I own today, so I can't do Kedusha Sagov, it's not mine. But if Shimon taught us that Avada, I don't own today, I own the tomorrow, let me get my foot in the door and hop around Kedusha Sagov. Terrence says, no. If you're going to do Kedusha Sagov, it's going to be Sular Paka. And the Sular Paka is going to knock out his bailus. His bailus of 120 today doesn't let you make a Kedusha Sagov, which is going to go against his bailus. What are you going to ask me all of me? So it says, I think according to Rava. Rava also says that when you're going to get to day 120, it's bottled. Hold on. Hold a second. But Rava also says that when I get to day 120, it should cancel out. Halei Rava says, say better. Halei Rava says, I'm asking a good kasha. Appreciate it.
I don't
know tomorrow. Here also not sharing what exists now. One second. Oh, say better. First of all, I'm happy that Elam is holding. That's one. Let me finish off the kasha like a mensch. Yeah? Lay Rob, the same thing. Lay Rob also, it's not endless. When it's going to come 120, it's going to blow up. Bittul HaMechira, correct? So how you let it do it? Sula Paka, but it ran out of steam. What you're all saying is good. I'll say better if you don't mind. Okay? Nothing personal. Later Baya, today the guy owns that thing. It's what you're saying. I want to say to Knechmo. Later Baya, he owns day 120. If you're going to put down a Kedusha Sagov, you'd be mafkil his bailos that he has. You don't have the right to mafkil his bailos. Rava never said that the Malva owns it. I want to say what the Elam said. Well, the Elam said was good. Robin never said the Malva owns it. There's nobody, I own it. Just what? At some point, my koyach of Hekdush is going to run out of steam. When is it going to run out of steam? On day 120. My ability to make it Hekdush, it doesn't have a koyach to make it Hekdush for day 120. I'm saying that. So when I get to day 120, I'll break my head. And too bad. I mean, if it's a chisorin that somebody else owns it, I'm saying it's sharper. If it's a chisor that he has a bailus now, I don't have the right to go uproot his bailus. Hear the word? He has a bailus today of day 120. I can't do a pu'ula today that's going to uproot his bailus. If I'm going to make a kedusha sagof, it's going to cause a sulei paka. It's going to uproot his bailus. I don't have the right to uproot his bailus.
Yeah?
I don't have the right to uproot his bailus. I don't have the right to uproot his bailus. But according to Rava, I'm not lacking bailus. There's nobody else who has a bailus here. There's nobody else who has a, I'm not staring anybody. So what are you going to tell me? That by the time I get to 120, I'm going to run out of kreches, because Zeynep Roshusa, we said, right? Klap, you run out of kreches, very nice. Sule paka, was ken stan. I'm not being oik or anything. That's the word. It's not so much a word of bailam and not bailam. When Baida by that Zeynep guy Zach, he owns today, I don't have the right to do a pool that's going to take something away from him. Because he owns it now, like the Olam said. Like Rava, it's not the pshat that the reason why it's going to run out of steam at 120 because somebody else owns it. The shot is, I don't have the koiches to make it past then. The answer is, you're right. You don't have the koiches. The Sula Paka will take it further. Because once it's chal. That's Niflamoid, Lamita, Shalteira, and the Hezrat Varm to defend Rav Shimon from the Tosis. Memela, I go back to what I started, and that's why I started. What's the Ikra Nafkamina that comes out regarding the loiva between Abai and Rava? The Malva, we know what the Ikra Nafkamina is. Could the Malva sell the Malva Magdish or not? What's Ikra Nafkamina copy the loiva? The lady is finished. The lady can't do anything. The lady can't get his foot in the door. He can't sell it. He can't do anything. Because I own 120, so I can't make a sale copy that day. I can do Kedusha Sagov, get in the door. I can't do Kedusha Sagov because it's going to be his bailus. Like Rava, the word is, it's not the mouth. It is, it's the lady. The lady also has limitations. The nafkamina is, he can get a foot in the door. Kedusha Sagov, that's Nifl Moy to defend Rav Shimon. The problem with Rav Shimon is, it's very nice. He printed an entire parak on this. In his Kuntres HaShibudim, in Marachas HaKinyonim, sorry. Hard to believe that's the shot here. Like all of you yelled and screamed last night, he said, Mufurish, Igloya Milsa L'mafreya. I once heard from a Basho when I was a Bacher, he said an astounding Shan, Abaya, which needs to be examined if it's MS or not. He said an astounding shot. Reb Asher came to answer, my sense is that he's not saying this anymore over the years. But again, it's 40 years. I hope you remember 40 years from now what I said today. Amen. Amen. 40 years from now. I won't be around. Yeah. It's 40 years later. I heard this 40 years ago. He said like this. He said an interesting zach. He said that the main issue over here is not where's the kinyan, because I already said that the Nesivos and Shin Dal Mem teaches us that you don't need a Maisa Kinyan for Kvira, okay? So we're going to ignore the main question is, why now? Why now? You don't have any rights in it. He said, Mamash an astounding zach. He says, no, you have rights in it already for now. This is what he said. When I give you a loan, why do you ask for a year? This is what he said. He said, astounding zach. There's a mocker to this, a Rabbeinu Yehuda Bar Basin, which we'll talk about next week when we get to it. But I just want to put it on the table, the cover chop is what he said. It's food for thought. He said something astounding. He said, I'm worried to Gazach. There's a Rabbeinu Yehuda Bar Basin who says like this. He said like this. When I lend you $1,000, think practically, why are you borrowing $1,000? Because I need $1,000, right? So if I'll ask you, how long is the loan for, and when's this man up here running? In a year from now. I need the cash. There's a reason why I needed the cash, right? I have to open a business, make a chasana, take me a year to give you back then, right? The extension that I ask you is because I need the cash for a year. A loan is cash. I didn't ask you for land. I didn't ask you for a bike. I asked you for cash. I asked you, give me a year till I give you back, correct? What happens if in the end of the year, I say I don't have cash to give you back? A loan, Rashi says in many places, is cash for cash. You're supposed to give back cash. You lend you cash, I give you back cash. What happens if a year goes by and the guy says, I don't have cash, I'm going to give you back land? On the side that you're giving back land, when do I have a right to get the land? Right away. The land requires a year's delay. Did Rav Asher say? Rav Asher said, an umdana. Why are you asking for a year? Because I need a year. I need a year to give you back my land. So give me the land now. I give you $1,000. God said, you need a year for the land. Why are you asking for a delay of a year? Because you need a year to pay the land. No, so get out there. So make a sale now, take $1,000, give him the guy the land. Why are you asking for a delay of a year? What's the purpose of a halfa? What's the purpose of his mom piroin? Because I want a year to hold on to the cash. On the side that I'm giving back the land, there's a reason to delay it a year. If this, you know, by the way, Abayin Rabba talking about every clay, Rabbi. If this karka and is a shibud, then an achanami. I'm saying that's what we're talking about. What do you mean every karka? It's not a weird gemara. I don't know what you mean. What? Because people don't like to sell land. Yeah, nobody gives away land. They want to hold on to the land as much as possible. But the year is not for the land. The year is for the money. Why are you asking for an extension of a year? On its side, I'm going to have to pay back land. It makes a difference now or in a year from now. I'm going to try to avoid paying back land, by the way, because people don't want to give land. But we have the right to get the land for the money. There's a reason a year later than that. So are you right? One second. Hold on. I know. Of course the guy has a right to wait a year because he gave himself a year until he gives back the cash. He doesn't want to give land. Nobody wants to give away land. But if I zoi vaita that it's my fair in this gala that I'm not paying you cash. I don't have cash to pay you. I'm going to give you a land. Klappi, that scenario, I already have a right to get the land now. Just the voters have to wait a year till I exercise it before. But if you'll ask me when the igloya milsa my fair on the tzad, listen to the lashon. I want to. Listen to the ring of the Gemara. Ki mottes mane v'lo pare. If the time came and you didn't pay, igloya milsa l'mafreya, that it was yours. From that already. What's the purpose of waiting? I gave you the delays. You have a year to delay, by the way. You have a year to wait. If you want to pay cash. And because you have the option of paying cash and not giving your land, you have a year to wait. But when the year comes, I'm repeating the Gemara now, Kimat is Mandivalipari, when the year comes and I don't pay. Okay? So now you're not paying. You didn't utilize the year of the thing. You weren't able to pull together the cash. So there's a reason why on the side that you're gonna pay land, there's a reason. Let's say we would know now, you don't ever come and say the guy's not paying cash, he's gonna pay land. So what's up with a year? Well, what's a year? What's a year for? What's the year? I don't know, Beseder. But on the tzad that in the end, when it's nisbaral the mafreya that you didn't pay cash, So I'm collecting the land. From when on do I have a right to take the land on the tzad that I collected the land? That's already from now. 1 second. Hold on. And then I have the nesivus. 1 second. It's food for thought. That's a different approach to the whole sugya. That's a different abaya. That's not the abaya of Rav Shimon. That's not the abaya of nesivus. No, Rav is simple. Rav says it's all very nice and wonderful, but since practically I have a year to pay cash, that's not enough for Bibles. That's not an... Oh, what about the payers? Very good answer. Rav Nachum said over the Shem Rebuch Be'er. Rav Nachum said over the Shem Rebuch Be'er. What about the payers? Very good answer. So Rav Nachum said over the Shem Rebuch Be'er. Rav Nachum said over the Shem Rebuch Be'er. That Rebuch Be'er says, and why does the Levi keep the payers? Halei Abaye says he owns it. So according to the Nesivus, we don't know Pshat. I'm doing a Shtekel Chazar. According to Rav Shimon, the word is, you don't own it today, only tomorrow. You know what Rebuch Be'er answered? Rebuch Be'er answered the following line. He said that the Lamafreya who gave it is enough of an ownership to sell it. It's not enough of an ownership to get the Paris. I repeat, Rav Nachum, when he was 16 years old, heard over from Rebuch Be'er that Rebuch Be'er said that the reason why you don't get the Paris is because, albeit it's yours enough to sell it, it's not yours enough to get the Paris. Which means we've arrived on Thursday, Erev Shabbos, B'shal Tov U'Matlachas, at the ultimate gray area, which is, it's yours or it's not yours. It's not really yours yet, because you didn't collect it yet. But I have rights in it already, on the tzad, that I'm going to collect the money. So Rebuch Be'er said, it's a gray area. What I got out of this Rebuch Be'er is a big nechama. Once Rebuch Be'er says such a line, and Nachum, by the way, always quoted him exactly, like all good 16-year-olds in Litva, I know that I don't have to understand the sugya. That's the big nechama. Because if Rebuch Be'er said such a funny thing that you own it enough to sell it but not enough to get the payers, that means we're completely lost. That means there's some sort of weird zach v'gloyim milsim afreid that you have some sort of rights in the land from day one, based on what I just said, b'shem Rav Asher. But that grip on it is not enough to make it mamish yours. Because why? Because fartalev is allowed to hold on to it for a year. And here began a very, very edela dance between Abaye and Rava. Rava said, listen, you fart have a year to wait. It's not yours. Abaye said, no. Since the Goyim Milsim Afreya that you didn't pay cash, and now I had rights in it from now. But those rights are not the Nifiki Peiris, which takes the Gemara to a different place completely. Atkan, for now, Abaye and Rava. We said the Nesivus and Abaye. We said the Shimon and Abaye. We said the Pshat of Rabosha now in Abaye, which needs a lot of thought. And Rebuch Be'er Soysofa. And we also spoke at length about Lava Hazel. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. I want to give an introduction. Okay, we'll talk about it. Listen carefully now. There are four parts to the next piece of Gemara. Just give an introduction because I see the Oilam didn't do it properly yet. This is a Gemara to sit on Friday and Shabbos and Sunday over and over again to get a crystal clear. There's very, very deep alum this year. We'll go start slowly. Talk to you Gemara. For me, I'm a Rava Haki. Rava holds Mikan al Habo. I have a Raya that Rava holds in my Freya. Now, the Raya that Rava holds in my Freya or Greber, which is essentially a Steerus Rava, is a very, very complicated raya. One of the most complicated rayas in Shas will start. We'll start off it's a whole story, it's a whole saga. Reuven Shemachar sold the Shimon Bachrayas. Reuven sold the field to Shimon Bachrayas. What does Achrayas mean? Achrayas means that Reuven, when he sold the field, was Meshabed his property. Please bear with me. He was Meshabed his property. He was Meshabed himself that if somebody, my Baal Chayav, is going to take it from Shimon, I'm going to cover it's an insurance policy. Reuven sold the land to Shimon, that if Reuven's Baal Chayiv is going to take it from Shimon, I gave you an insurance policy that I will cover the loss. Okay? I repeat. Reuven Shemachah sold to Shimon Bachrayas. Reuven sold the field to Shimon Bachrayas, that if his Baal Chayiv will come and take it from Shimon, Reuven will cover the loss. Fine. And what happened was, the Zok von Olav Vimova, Shimon did not pay for it yet. Shimon didn't pay for the land. He made a loan on credit. So Reuven sold a piece of land to Shimon. Shimon didn't pay for it. He owes the money. Shimon owes $1,000 to who? To Reuven. Story continues. Umeis Reuven. Tragedy struck. Reuven died. What happened? Also Bachayv de Reuven, the Bachayv of Reuven. The Torah from Shimon took it from Shimon. The carcass Meshubad. I want to stop right here and I want to give an introduction to the sugya. Who owes who money? Let's see. First things first, First things first. The Yisoimim come to Reuven and they say to the Yisoimim, excuse me, of Reuven, come to Shimon. What do they say to Shimon? The Yisoimim come to Shimon and say, what do they say to him? The Yisoimim of Reuven come to Shimon and say, you owe us $1,000 for what? For the field. That's clear, correct? So the Yisoimim of Reuven come to Shimon and say, listen here, we checked the accounting books after the Leviathan. That was the first thing they did. They came home after they spayed him and they were practical. They opened up the account. Where is he? It's a debt from Mr. Shimon. He bought a piece of land. He didn't pay for it. They go knocking on Shimon's door during the Shiva. They got a heter from a rov. And they knock the door and say, give us $1,000. He owes $1,000. He owes $1,000 to Yisoimim. Yisoimim have an estate. He owes their father. The kid Yash in the Chayv. So Shimon says, I don't want to pay. Why doesn't Shimon want to pay? For two reasons, says Rashi. Rashi says for two reasons. Listen carefully. Two tainas. Did you notice that he has two tainas? Taina number one is... it's taina number two. We'll start with taina number two. Taina number two, says Rashi, is that you want $1,000 from me? For what? For the sale. You guys owe me $1,000. You want $1,000 from me? You guys owe me $1,000. What $1,000 you owe me? Achrayus. So I owe you $1,000 for the field, and you guys owe me $1,000 for what? For the achrayus. So what are you going to tell me? We'll stop right here before we start. And you say, we owe you $1,000? We didn't take achrayus. Tata took achrayus. Tata's dead. So Michal, what's going on over here in this? I want to stop here for a second and shtel. What is this guy tining? Tining number one. He tining is, you want $1,000 from me because I didn't pay for the land. But you guys owe me $1,000. What $1,000 you owe me? Achrayus, you follow the service. So the Yisoimim say to him, just a cop. We insure you. We don't owe you anything. Go fly a kite. So I want to stop here before I start anything. And I want to introduce to the other, where is this soul sugya stop, Michal? What's Michal the Din Torah? What's Michal the Din Torah? What's Michal the Din Torah? What's it in time? I understand. Shimon owes the Yisoimim of Reuven $1,000 for a piece of land that he bought. The father died, the Yarish and the Chayiv. Now he says, no, but I want $1,000 back for the Achrayus. Look at that, all my friends. They owe my Achrayus? What's with all the entire over here? There's something, go fly a kite, give it $1,000 and get lost. We don't know your Achrayus. The father gave Achrayus. Father's dead. Go to Harmanuchas and get the Achrayus. Get the Achrayus. Wait, where do you want just a cup? What's the answer? What's Michal? Is Shimon's a Meshuggah? He's a Rasha? He's signing up, owe me $1,000? What's the Pshat there? My hi. What's the answer, by the way? The answer is, slowly, but I think we have to set this up. The answer is, the guy says like this, I owe you $1,000 for the thing. Shimon says to me, Yisoimim Lach, I owe you $1,000. But that $1,000, is Meshuggah to me for what? Is Meshuggah to me for what? For the Achrayus. Think of Hakash, I don't know what it means. That's a mistake what it just said. That $1,000 Meshuggah for the Achrayus? When did the $1,000 arrive on the scene? When did the $1,000 or the payment for the land arrive on the scene? The father didn't have $1,000. The father didn't never got that $1,000. I'm paying you, you want me to pay you $1,000? What's the guy saying? You want me to pay $1,000 and take the $1,000 back? What do you mean? You're Mechutzef. Pay $1,000 and the story's over. We don't owe you money. It's Meshuggah. This $1,000 that you're about to pay is Meshuggah. Chas v'shalom. This $1,000 arrives when? After Tata died. This $1,000 is never Meshuggah. So what's Bechlal Shimon's taina? Shimon's a Mechutzef. The Yisoimim of Reuven and say, Gebal, we're Yisoimim, we need money. Give us $1,000. The guy says, no. I'll give you the $1,000, I'm taking it back. Why am I taking it back? For the Achrayus. What do you mean Achrayus? We don't know your Achrayus. Ah, it's Meshuggah. This $1,000 was never Meshuggah. In order for something to be Meshuggah, it has to arrive on the scene when? When does it have to arrive on the scene? When the father's alive. This $1,000 never arrived on the scene. So what's Meshuggah? The Gemara says, I'm Metalta the Yasmi Le Meshabdi, Metalta Le Yisrael Meshuggah. We have to go on to Metalta the Yasmi Le Meshabdi for this money arrived on the scene after the father died. It's not that it's Metalta the Yasmi Le Meshabdi. It's not Meshabdi at all. It never became Meshuggah. What's the answer? What's Meshuggah in the Gemara? What's Michal the interior going on over here? What's Michal Shimon Tining? I don't want to pay you the $1,000 because I want to take that $1,000. And the Gemara says, no. Metalti the Asmi Loi Mishabdi. That's the reason. And let's say Metalti the Asmi would be Mishabdi. So then you could pull off this trick. What do you mean? Pay $1,000. The $1,000 that you're paying now is arriving now. It never was Meshuggah. It has to be Meshuggah in the life of the father. Again, the Yisoimim have no relationship with you. They didn't give you achrayus. They didn't give you insurance. The answer is, when the Gemara says metal to the Yasmin of Shabbat, it's not going on the $1,000 of cash. It's going on the what? On the choiv. Watch what happens. Listen to the beauty. Shimon says, I owe you $1,000. That means when the father was alive, I had a choiv to him, right? When the father was alive, I had a choiv to the father. That choiv that I had to the father was mishubit for the achrayus. The $1,000 cash didn't exist when the father was alive. It's true, but the choiv existed. Says Shimon to the Yisraelim, Lach, I owe you $1,000. Very nice. But you owe me. So they say, we don't owe you. So the guy says, okay, you're right, you don't owe me. Your father does. So they say, the father left over no property. Father left over property. You know what he left over? He left over a choiv. Which choiv did he leave over? My choiv to the father. So my choiv to the father that I owe him $1,000 is mishubit for the achrayus to me. That's Shimon's taina. Shimon's taina is, you want me to pay you $1,000? For what? For the mekach? The money of the mekach is mishubit to me. Why is it mishubit to me? Because the money of the mekach was around when the father was around. Why was it around when the father was alive? It wasn't around. The answer is, but the choiv was around. So the guy taina is, Shimon taina is, the choiv that I owed your father for the Demei HaMekach is mishubit for the achrayus from the life of your father. So I'm going to collect from you the choiv. You have financial assets. You guys have what to pay the insurance with. You have a choiv. The father said, what do you mean? The father left us over with nothing. He left you over with a choiv. And the choiv was mishubit. The money, the cash wasn't mishubit because the cash only arrived now after the levaya. But the choiv that I owed him was around, and that choiv that I owed your father for the land is mishubit for the insurance. He says, the Gemara, you're right. But metalta v'yasmi lo mishabdi. What's the metalta v'yasmi over here? The choiv. The choiv is called metalta v'yasmi. If you look in the Rach on the side over here, the Rach speaks out meforish that metalta v'yasmi is the milva. The Rach speaks out metalta v'yasmi, the milva that the father left over, that's metalta v'yasmi. So maybe it works like this. Shimon, the Yisraelim knock on the door of Shimon and say, you owe us $1,000. You owe us $1,000. You owe us $1,000. Says the Yisraelim, it's a guy's pass, but you owe me? So they say, oh no, you owe us $1,000. We don't owe you anything. Ah, we have Mishabodim. What did the father leave over? Money? No money. The choiv you left over? You want to take the choiv to pay the insurance? The choiv is metalto. Metalto, they asked me, what is Shabdi? So in order for the pshat of the Gemara Metalti the Asmi Mishabdi to get off the ground, it has to be that there was something that was Mishabdi. Before he could tell me Metalti Asmi Loi Mishabdi, it has to be a Shibur. A Shibur is only when the father was around. Which money was here when the father was around? The cash wasn't here, but the Chayv was. And the Shimon is tining. I am going to take the Chayv that I have to you and collect it for the insurance. I have a Chayv to you. Your father left over a financial asset, my choiv, my debt of $1,000. I'm going to collect that debt and use it for the insurance. Says the Gemara, very nice. But it's metaltim, he asked me, l'mishabdi. The father left over metaltim, he left over a choiv. A choiv is not karka, a choiv is metaltim. So, there's nothing you can do. The same you should go. So in round one, the Yisraelim win. The Yisraelim say, pay up the $1,000 you owe us. We don't owe you insurance. You want to take that $1,000 and use it for the insurance? Let's see. The money itself arrived too late. The choiv? It's metal to the Asmi. Vama Rava said, Rava stage two, Ipikech Shimon is an Eitzah. Listen to the chap that the Heiliger Rava said. What's the Eitzah? When the Yisraelim come to knock on Shimon's door, you're not going to show it. They say, oh, it's $1,000. The guy says, sure, I owe you $1,000. Here's karka. Take karka. Go give him karka. Bachayv, don't rob Nachman. He's saying, you should go for karka. Bachayv, Zavi. Bachayv, Kayv, Zavi. Bachayv, Zavi. Eitza. Eitza, Teva, Kamashwan. What's the Eitza? The Eitza is, give them land. Once you're going to give them land, so it's not metal to the Asmi anymore, right? It's not metal to the Asmi anymore. It's land. You give them land, and then you recollect it back from them. Now, the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. When did this land arrive on the scene? When did this land arrive on the scene? When the father was alive and the father was dead? Father was dead. The land itself never had a shibud. Elamai, the chayv is entitled him. Frag the Gemara, what type of eitzah did Rava say? Rava said, I have an eitzah teva pikechu, the guy's a pikech. What he does a chap. He gives the guy land, he gives the Yisrael Melech land, and then he takes the land back. Because the land's not metaltalim, right? Metaltalim, the Yisrael Mishavdi, but land, yeah. Frag the Gemara, what are you talking about? Frag the Gemara, he amit mikana labo goiva, my chayz ve goiva, his son. Have you command dissolve in Yasmin Nichsi, dummy? Even Kona Yasmin Nichsi become a shtabit? I understand, says the Gemara. New nechassim that arrive by the Yisraelim after the father dies. It's a shibud. Chas v'shalom. Has to be in the father's lifetime. So when did this land arrive on the scene? It arrived after the father died. Elamai, the choyv was there. The choyv is mentaltim. The land arrived too late. Zero plus zero is zero. What in the world is Rava talking about? He says the answer, mafreya hugeva. When he pays land, this land already was whose? He pays land. He had the chap pay land. I had the land arrive too late. The answer is, but when I pay the land now, so the mafreya who gave it was already whose back then? Whose was it back then? It was the father. Not very strange. The father's mafreya who gave it, even though the kids collected. You notice? The kids collect the money now, the karka now, and the karka is called the mafreya back of the father's when he was alive, because the mafreya who gave it. So now if you'll ask me, how did this land become a shogud? This land was by the father. How in the world is this land by the father? The land only arrived now. The answer is that by paying the land now, I'm triggering a mafreya ugeva, that it was who's back then? It was the father's back then, so the land was meshogud. So the Gemara uses over here the mafreya ugeva for a new tool that we never saw till now. Up till now, the Gemara used the mafreya ugeva for what purpose? What did the Gemara use the mafreya ugeva up till now, for which purpose? For Abaye, that Abaye could sell it. Now the Gemara says a new thing. I can use a mafreya ugeva that it's cool that the malva has it, that it's meshubit to the other guy. Here, my senora. I see that I didn't learn this part yet, so we'll stop here. You have Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. You have 3 days to prepare this four-part Gemara, very hard piece of Gemara. Learn it over while I gave you a little bit of tools to work with it now, which is what I understand. 1 second. Tonight, Mr. Shem, we'll restart the cycle of Ali Shor, B'shal Tov Matzlachas, at 8:10, which means 8:15. So, Beis Simcha Kohen, you put up the signs, please, as long as you're here still. And what else do we have? At 10:45, we have our weekly gathering to talk about Hashkofa and other topics. Mr. Shem, B'shal Tov Matzlachas, only for this year, do not bring your friends, for those who are new. And tomorrow, to be the regular Shmuel's at 11:30, B'shal Tov Matzlachas, which is the door. What do you say? There's no Shalom Bais this week. You'll have to manage. The damage from the Bein HaZmanim, you'll have to survive another week.